thank you, Your Highness. Yes, we officially have a president-elect by the names of John Dramani Mahama, who is coming back for the second time. He lost a re-election in 2016. Finally, he managed to secure a comfortable 56.6% of the total vote. His opponent, Mahmoud Bawumia, scored 41.6% of the vote. But overall, I think the Electoral Commission here has to be commended for a job well done.
You are so very right, Paul. The declaration for the presidency was done by Jean Mensa, who is the chairperson of the commission.
Yes, Jean Mensa has been at the forefront of Ghana's Electoral Commissioner for a couple of terms now, done a remarkably good job to the extent that even the opposition, people who are coming into power, commended her for having pulled off one of the closest election. Initially, it was a close election, but when things started trickling in, it was not even close. The opposition managed to win hands down. So to their credit, they say she did a remarkable job, and they wanted really Ghana to go forward.
And Paul, as you well know, Mahamudu Bawumia actually conceded a few days ago, right away, before even the results were coming in. Former President, President Akufo-Addo, yesterday, he has called to congratulate Mama.
Ghana is ahead when it comes to how they have conducted elections. They have had experiences being in power and outside of power. So it's usually a smoother transition when it comes to who wins and who loses. There is no question about that. What Mahmoud Bawumia did was a remarkable thing to the extent that he conceded before even the election results were announced. Why? Because they had their own internal polling. They looked at their own internal data, and that data could not change. Based on that data, their own internal data, they were able to say, we are not going to win this, therefore I have to inform the nation that this is it. I've come to the end of this campaign. I have to concede. And he did so graciously. Every single person that I've talked to, most of the people that we've met, from the observers to the ordinary person on the street, they commend him for doing that, for coming out even before the Electoral Commission announced the election results and conceded defeat. So people are looking up to him as a statesman, as a hero of sorts, because if he had not done that, there was definitely going to be tension or some kind of insecurity on the streets, because people are already gearing up to do whatever they need to do. But thank God that did not happen. He had the foresight of looking at it from that perspective and decided to concede before even the general election was called for.
And I guess what's left now, Paul, is the transitional process and possibly, you know, the inauguration.
Yes, that's going to happen very fast. According to President-elect John Dramani Mahama, the outgoing president, Nana Akufo-Addo, has invited the incoming president for a lunch and to start this transition on Wednesday, tomorrow. So they're going to have a sit-down, talk about the transition process, and as they await for the official inauguration in January. The outgoing president has invited the incoming president for a sit-down conversation at Jubilee House. So that's going to happen on Wednesday. And I think the two will talk about what is it that they can do to take their country forward.